time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But, yeah, no, your drinking problem. Remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Welcome to Redacted and Royce. We are live again here. We don't know where Dutch is. Last week on this is Dutch and Royce. Last week we Dutch wasn't here, but we knew why he wasn't here. He forgot his board. Today we have no clue. He didn't call anybody. He didn't text anybody. We have theories.
Yes, we do.
Dead.
But we're gonna do those
theory
theories.
Theory one
in a
is
second.
He's dead.
Well, we'll get into those theories in a second. Joined by Marie Lopez.
Good evening.
Johnny Cakes and Zary.
Bienvenue!
Mitch Heil.
Hi, everybody.
And soon to be Sherry Heil.
It's me.
And
it's actually Sherry Doll-Heil.
Oh, God.
We're actually
writing. Are you taking the hyphen?
It's not a hyphen. We're writing out the word dash in between the names.
Wait, I thought it was going to be Mitchell Doll.
Heil/films.
.com. Spell it flash.
It's going to be my
favorite.
Oh my God,
you guys are so goddamn cute.
Aw.
So, Dutch, again, normally runs Dutch and Royce?
I have no idea. I texted him and called him, and I didn't get a response.
What about smoke screens?
It's because it's Fat Tuesday, and he's drunk as shit.
Is it Fat Tuesday?
It's National Pizza Day, yes.
It is. It's Mardi Gras.
Yes, yeah, it's Fat Tuesday and National Pizza Day.
It's Mardi Gras down at Universal Studios.
That jackass.
When you call his phone, do you get a message or like the number the phone number?
It goes to the voicemail.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm asking because I want to know if we could call it on air.
Well, also, we are seeing from his girlfriend Kelsey's timeline on Facebook that they at the Super Bowl celebration in Colorado at least 5 hours ago.
5 hours ago, they were at the, yes, that's correct. The Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that a little bit later too. But Dutch went to the, according to Facebook, Dutch
was,
went to the
was
parade.
There alcohol served there?
Oh, even if there wasn't, Dutch is drinking.
Well, I don't know if he would do that. He's a responsible adult.
I mean, it looks like in that picture that Marie posted, he has a single arm satchel, so he probably has beer in it.
So, yeah, they're drinking, and my assumption is they both got really drunk and passed out, and they didn't realize what time it was.
He hit his head.
Yeah.
In the pool? Oh, God damn it.
We don't
know better than to swim in Colorado in February.
It's very chilly. But
so he's most likely sleeping, drunk, or all of the above.
Right. So has anybody tried calling Kelsey?
That's a good question. No one has.
I can call Kelsey.
Sherry, call Kelsey.
I don't think I have a number.
That's good. Because I really want to get him. I'm excited to hear how he's going to spin it. Because the one thing that I tell you about Dutch isn't this. What happened when you do the show, Dutch?
Do you want to call her on air?
Call her. If she gets on, just put it on speaker. Here. So anyway.
Any hoozy.
Yeah, because I want to hear what's happening. I really want to hear what happened to Dutch. Because I was worried for a moment. I was like, well, maybe something happened to him. God forbid. But more than likely, he probably just fell asleep because he got too drunk because the Broncos won. Even though he's an Eagles fan. But, you know,
he is in Denver.
Bandwagon jumper.
Well, when your team wins the Super Bowl and has a parade downtown.
Stephanie!
So you could see.
Call me back.
Oh, you got a voicemail.
Uh-oh.
Maybe they're having sex right now.
I doubt it.
He knows. In the middle of downtown?
I don't know.
It's Joel. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever. I can't wait till he spins it into some way how it's not his fault. Because he always does that. He doesn't take blame. So
yeah, in all fairness, Royce, it is kind of your fault. You didn't call him earlier.
It's true. We didn't verify. We didn't verify.
Set up a calendar invite with him?
No. We really should start confirming at least a day ahead of time whether or not he's going to show up.
Well, we haven't been doing this show that long on Tuesday, so I mean, it's, you know, he's still
been doing like 7 years.
For years.
Getting used to the schedule.
It's the same schedule.
It's a new work week. You know, you got to, you know, got to adjust your body to.
I mean, we recently switched to Tuesdays from Sundays like, what, 4 years ago?
4 years ago, yeah.
Give or take a year.
Oh, yeah, and their time change difference because they're in Colorado.
It's true. They're 2 hours behind.
Yeah, sure.
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
I'm going to say he got an RD dub, loser. And then he's going to take another 8-month hiatus because he's going to be in jail.
Oh, no.
That's my guess.
God, that one. You know what, Sherry? You might be on the ball on the number there. I will say that speaking of Sherry and Mitch, Sherry sent Marie a gift, I'm assuming. Here.
Can I open it now?
Hold on.
Show it.
Let me explain. I got it at the beginning last week and it says open on Dutch and Royce. And then she plugs the morelikeradio.com/live and she plugs the time slot.
I wanted the mailman and the UPS people. So I'm trying to help the station.
Right. So we don't know what this is. We've been holding off here to be very anxious. So
what do you think it is?
Is it bigger than a bread basket?
Do you really
want a penis?
Do you really want me to guess? Because I'll be embarrassed if it's not what I think it is.
It's a replica of Bitch's penis.
That's a small box.
It's very small.
It's miniaturized. It's like a ship in a bottle.
I have a guess.
Sure, what is it?
Is it a Titanic tea strainer?
I wouldn't give that to Marie. I would keep it.
She should totally keep that.
So do you have any idea what it is, Marie? Because I know she told me what
Joel just texted me. He says he's stuck in Denver. He said he texted and called you 3 hours ago.
What?
See, he did. He swung it on you, man.
No, he did not.
Well, maybe he did. And maybe all the Super Bowl fans blocked satellite signals from getting his text message to your phone.
Tell him to call in the show right now.
There's still time for him to get a D-dub.
Oh, boy.
Called me and fucking my ass. He did not fucking call me. He did not text me. He did not. Why in the world would I make that up? Why would I come on and not be ready? Because if I would have known. I'm pissed. I'm so fucking pissed.
Maybe he doesn't have your new phone number.
Did you tell him to call? Because yeah. Me and him are going to have some words.
I told him to call.
Well, while we wait for that, do we want to open this gift now?
Yes.
Okay, I really don't want to say what it is because I will be embarrassed if I'm assuming wrong, but Royce knows what my guess is, okay. So he'll verify.
I know what your guess is. I'm just assuming.
Okay, open.
All open right. It.
Okay. I had scissors because you duct taped the thing.
That's because we didn't have any other tape.
I found some packing tape, by the way.
After I shipped it.
Yeah.
The packaging is solid.
Marie's so aggressive with those scissors.
Well, I'm going to need to be because it's freaking duct tape.
Oh my God, if it's an animal and Marie just lanced it with the scissors.
It's a mouse.
It's a dead mouse.
Oh no.
It's a dead mouse.
It was alive, but I put it in there.
Holy crap, I'm really going to have to cut this open on all sides to get it.
I didn't want the UPS guy to get in there.
What?
Those dang UPS guys. Always getting into my box.
Actually, I think it was the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, those assholes.
This is the longest opening of a box.
I probably just should have started 10 minutes ago, and I would still be trying to open this thing.
Let's get a play-by-play. What's going on?
It's okay. You got, like, suspense.
I have 3 out of the 4 sides of duct tape cut open. Okay, I'm ripping.
It's red duct tape.
Oh, my God. I hope it's, like, one of those, like, confetti things when you open up, like, peanut brittle, and it's a snake.
It's a glitter bomb.
Oh, my God. It's a box. Are we getting three-way married? It's a little box instead of a bigger box. Okay.
Box in a box.
Oh my God. Another box inside. It has a little initial of my initial is on there. It's a glitter. It's a glitter. It's a glitter M.
Yay.
It says, "Will you hold my dress when I pee?" I will hold your dress.
Yes.
And it's a bracelet. And it's a hook. It's a hook bracelet.
Yeah.
Does this mean that I get to be a bridesmaid?
You're totally going. I mean, if you say yes.
Yes, I say yes. I knew that's what it was. I knew it's what it was.
That was her guess.
But I didn't want to say it and be like, "Can I be your bridesmaid?" And then I wasn't it, and I would have been totally upset. So I didn't want
to
say
it. I would
it.
Just like to illustrate the difference between women and men. All right. Hey, Royce, you want to be a groomsman?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yay! We both have jobs to do.
No, that's not what being a groomsman means. It's
you just
nothing.
Kind of stand up there.
It's nothing. Mitch knows. You didn't do anything.
Well, wait a minute. Do you have somebody to give you a bachelor party? Because we need to get on that now.
So it kind of wraps around, and if it's like too big or too small, just re-knot it to however it works. And if it falls apart, I'm sorry.
I got it.
Yay.
I got it.
So now she's putting the bracelet on.
So when I went to Tampa and Royce and Marie loved me so much and drove an hour and a half to come see me, we had a conversation about, well, when is Mitch going to do this? Yes. Is he ever going to do this? And I was like, Marie, if he ever does, like, I want you to be one of my bridesmaids. So it's real. It happened a couple months later.
Yay.
There you go.
Aw.
It's so
adorable.
And
they all rode off into the sunset.
Yay. Yeah, because I was like, okay, I have a box. They're obviously not celebrating my wedding anniversary because that would be silly. And it's too early for my birthday.
Which was yesterday, by the way.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I love Facebook reminds everyone how awesome our wedding was 2 years ago. We got more like happy anniversaries than I think I did birthdays.
Yeah, because I'm part of it.
Exactly.
Everyone likes me.
Sherry, you're the cutest thing to ever have cute.
Aw, thanks.
And you know, I'm just really glad I could have made it all happen, you know.
Getting the mail.
I'm really glad.
You're the hero.
Is Dutch sure that the hook couldn't
is Dutch gonna call in?
Right?
I don't know. I told him to call in. He's probably not going to though.
He's probably throwing water on his face right now, going, "I gotta sober up if I'm gonna do this. They're gonna see right through me." Listen, he did not listen, I don't need to defend myself here, but who honestly, I will not pick favorites. Who here actually believes Dutch actually called me and texted me?
Maybe.
I don't.
Maybe your text machine doesn't work. Let me just text you real quick.
Okay, sure. Please text me. Even though I know it works because I was texting all day.
This is
no,
for
maybe
science.
It's broken now.
It's for science. You have to just double check. Just do it real quick. Just make sure. Because sometimes,
okay,
you know,
so apparently the last thing I sent you was a picture of my dick.
Yeah, well, that could be true for a lot of things.
Sherry, did you make this bracelet?
I did.
That is so clever.
Thanks. I sat there on YouTube trying to learn how to tie the correct knots for it because I was too cheap to actually buy it off of Etsy.
Well,
so I bought the stuff to make it myself.
Yeah, no, fuck Etsy. Etsy's going to like triple charge you for that shit.
Yep.
But you're so clever.
You've got a text message here from Mitch. It says, "You are gay." So are you? Wait, you are a gay. Let's be specific. So thank you, Mitch. And for the
stating facts here
for the text message, not so much for the content. And so, yes, I'm receiving text messages. So it is not on me that he did not send me something. So whatever. It's fine.
It's not fine.
Notice how he texted you back. Right after Sherry called Kelsey because the phone rang, woke him up. Then he called. Because tell him to call in. He's calling right now.
But he's saying that he's in traffic. Maybe he's driving.
No. He didn't say he was in traffic. He said he's stuck in Denver.
Oh.
Maybe Denver is a lesbian
maybe he's
lover.
Forever stuck, maybe he's forever stuck in Denver because he got a D-dub.
I don't think
maybe they
D-dub.
Rented a hotel for the night in Denver.
To celebrate a Super Bowl?
Well, because if the streets are lined with Denver Broncos fans and they can't drive out without destroying a few lives, that they just said, we'll just get a room for the night.
By the way, can I say I really like that we're calling a D-dub? I feel really hip that we're doing D-dub. That. I'm really appreciating and approving that.
Wait, what should we call it? You don't call it that?
I do now.
That's kind of what we call it in Minnesota.
D-dub?
No, we actually call it a Hialeah limbo.
Yeah.
D-dub? Oh, yeah. You know Chase there. He got a D-dub the other night.
Oh, God. Oh,
well, you
God.
Know, after your second one, you can get casual with it.
Doc Wheely says he can fill in for Dutch today. Yeah, Doc Wheely, Skype in. There you go.
Yay.
Doc's going to Skype
the
in.
The doctor is in.
I like Doc.
Do yes,
Doc.
It. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Well, there's a delay, like a couple minutes, so he's probably hearing this now.
I just put the number in the chat now. Now on your Skype thing.
Now.
But we're saying, when will then be now?
Later.
Oh, soon, dummy.
Soon.
Quarter right.
You're just jelly because you don't have an awesome bracelet like I do.
Yeah, Mitch, why don't you give me an awesome bracelet?
You know, Royce, in all fairness, I did catch a glimpse of that parade and they had a panoramic shot of like downtown. It looked like the presidential inauguration, how many people were there. I was like, there can't be that many people in Denver. And there really was that many people. All of Colorado is in downtown right now.
All of it?
Yeah.
The whole state?
It looks like it. I mean, like when Miami won the basketball championships and they did their whole little parade thing, it was like, man, you know, a couple people, you know, looked like, you know, Puerto Rican Day parade. But then like they just panned back and they showed Colorado and it was just a sea of orange. And
OK,
and
but douche. To be fair, John, yes, what else does Colorado have?
Weed.
Pot.
The Rockies.
Marijuana.
Like the mountains.
Well, bloodstained mountains of John Denver. Too soon?
Okay.
So
years ago.
Yeah.
Decades ago.
Did everybody watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Yes.
Did you watch it, Mitch?
No, I watched none of it.
Really? Like you watched, even though like I normally wouldn't have, I wasn't gonna normally watch it, but for the show, you watch it. But I guess Mitch isn't, you know.
No, well, on Sunday we were over the weekend we were visiting Sherry's grandparents, so we were driving back on Sunday, and then we got back and I don't think we did much, did we?
I watched my dad and Mitch bring a refrigerator down and drop it like 12 feet.
On their feet?
You're so lying.
It 10 feet? They had to drop it down.
Like six.
Well, okay. Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Some of the fun Super Bowl.
By the way, Doc's on.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
What's going on, Doc?
Where's the video?
Oh, just go to.
I'll send it to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it over there. And when you go into Hangout, make sure you mute it. Anyway, so the Denver Broncos beat the North Carolina Kitty Cats. And I watched the game. It was actually very boring.
Yep.
It was one of those defensive, boring bore fest. Peyton Manning really didn't do anything. I mean, I guess he didn't lose the game, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah, Carolina had every chance in the world to destroy Denver, and they did not. It didn't even look like a Super Bowl game. It just looked like a normal preseason football game.
A normal preseason football game with Coldplay in it. Coldplay was the halftime show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest here now.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed the halftime show.
Me too. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was good. Bruno Mars did good. Beyonce did good. Coldplay did good.
I was actually worried that they were going to like put divots in the football field, Beyonce's dance crew, because they were actually dancing on the football field without like any cover or no stage.
But why would they? But the players wear cleats. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, so
the fucking
what?
Stilettos aren't going to do shit to fucking field.
But from what I heard,
they're twisting around and shit.
What I heard on Facebooks and everything was that the halftime show was terrible.
It was.
I liked it.
Well, okay, so I was actually joking around during the halftime as I was enjoying the music, the costumes, the filming and everything. I kept thinking, okay, if I were a really big football fan, like really big football fan, all I would be doing is yelling, what are all those fags and N-bombs doing on the field? Because seriously, it was an ethnic cornucopia.
That's funny you say that because they were complaining that that Beyonce's backup dancers were dressed to empower Black Panthers or dressed similar to Black Panthers.
And then Bruno Mars click, they looked like they were NWA.
No, they didn't. Listen, Bruno Mars is a lot of things, but he does not look tough.
No, I'm just saying like they reminded me of like the group photo.
Can someone
of
look up how
NWA.
Tall? Someone look up how tall Bruno Mars is, please.
He is like 5'3".
He's really short.
Yep.
Yeah, he's tiny.
5'5".
And how about Beyonce almost falling on stage, but she like caught herself.
She that was good. Hey, can I say I enjoyed her thick thighs? She looks good.
Mm-hmm. She does look great.
I like me some Beyonce.
I love Beyonce. I love Bruno Mars. I like Coldplay's new song, High Caller, Who's This?
First of all, Royce, the fact that you don't answer your phone or text me back or anything isn't on me, as if I'm the one who doesn't show up for the show. I told you I wasn't going to come. That's not on me. And having Mitch text me 50 minutes after the show started going, hey, where are you supposed to be, dude?
First off, don't you think...
How about you stop switching your number every 3 seconds like a regular dirty Cuban?
You know what's funny about that, Dutch, is we knew you were going to say that. So what we did was we had Mitch text me just now to see if I'm getting text messages, and I am. I never received a text message. Why do you think I would go through the process of setting up a show?
Do you want me to screen cap it and send it to you?
Yes. Okay, you know what? And you want me to screen cap all of my text messages and show you've never sent me
anything? I'm not saying you don't, but you can't just sit there and trash me.
Yes, I can. I did.
Tell you. What do I
but
do?
I did just I do that.
Hey, I called you, stupid.
I did just do that.
You didn't answer.
If you called me, I never got your phone call. That's the truth.
Okay.
Or a voicemail or a text message.
Here's the thing.
Here.
I did all three of those. Go Broncos. That's the point. Is go Broncos. I was actually at the.
Oh, we know. We saw
you.
1 million people were in one area. Dude, we didn't have service for like an hour because everyone was on their phones just clogging up.
Now, if you don't have service, is it possible that when you send the text message, it hasn't gone through yet and I'll probably get it 2 days from now?
I'm not saying it's not, but you can't blame me.
But no, I did.
I'm trying to tell you that
I went out of
my way to try and tell you I wasn't doing the show today.
You know what? It's fine that you're not here because Mitch already asked me to be a groomsman and I'm over it because now I'm happy about
I'm
that.
I'm a bridesmaid!
And he already asked me to be a DJ. He proposed to me way before you.
Yeah, but you
didn't get a bridesmaid's bracelet like I did.
But Dutch, don't forget,
just because I'm a DJ doesn't mean I don't get to wear a bridesmaid's dress. You get to know what to do.
That's a very good point.
You can wear whatever you want
wear a bridesmaid's dress.
As much or as little as you want.
I want to wear a powdered wig.
Okay, well, Jerry, I'm going to need to know what the bridesmaid's colors are because I plan on wearing that.
Can I change my mind? Will you wear the bridesmaid's colors in a Speedo? Can you wear a Speedo? My grandma would love you.
A Speedo? Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
God. It's not my wedding. It's your wedding. I'm here to make you feel good.
I thought it was Royce's wedding.
It's my wedding, Dutch.
Oh, you're right. It is worth it.
Royce's special day.
It's my special day, and yeah. I will not have you sully it, putting your private parts on display for everybody.
Royce is
going to be bigger than his quinceañera.
It's not for display. It's for Sherry's grandmother. Did you hear what she said?
I don't care how weird Sherry is. I'm not gonna let you sexually assault her grandmother.
It's not your wedding for the 50th other time.
You're right. But you know what? It is and it isn't. It is and it isn't. You know, like it is
no,
because
it's
it is.
Debate. It is not.
Yes and no. I mean,
but if you put your mind to it, you can have anything you want.
Agree to disagree. Dutch is fine. All I'm saying is that
Sherry, can you just sign over verbal rights to Royce? Like saying, like, verbally, it's his wedding.
Mitch, who's going to be our best man?
One of my brothers.
Okay, cool.
So it's not our best man.
Well, hold on. Unless I'm mistaken, I thought the wedding was called Royce Lopez Presents.
Yes.
The wedding of Mitch and Sherry.
It's actually called Royce Lopez Presents Mitch and Sherry's Wedding, a Spike Lee joint. Because
a clavicade of awesomeness.
I'm not saying that. Listen, the wedding's not about me. I'm just saying I want my name to be on the marquee. Is that fine? By the way, guys,
sure, we need a marquee.
You have to have a marquee.
Can I change my name to Marquee?
Marquee.
Wait. Let's get Biz Marquee.
Oh God, can Biz Marquee? Fuck Dutch. Can you get Biz Marquee to beatbox your whole wedding? Because that would be cool.
I think he's on Fiverr.
Biz Marquee's on Fiverr.
No, this is what we do. We get Biz Marquee and Marquee Mark.
Oh, Biz Marquee Mark.
Double Bill.
Are we able to get the Funky Bunch?
Oh, Sherry,
listen,
but you say Royce is just a friend.
Now, I might be able to get Donnie Wahlberg, Marie, but that's the only Wahlberg that maybe we could get.
Okay.
If the Funky Bunch can get off time at Baskin-Robbins, then
yes. The Funky Bunch, actually Cold Stones, because they still like to sing.
I'm going to leave and listen to the show after you hang up.
Shut up, Dutch.
Take it away, Frank.
Go Broncos. Shithead. Okay, anyway. Still didn't get a text message. Standing
he was
by
so
that.
Drunk, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He came in swinging.
Like, at first, I thought that was, like, wind from him being outside, but that was him, his nose breathing into the phone.
Yeah, no, he's, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. We'll have fun anyway.
Yes, we're going to do it live.
Yes, thank you. So what were we talking about? Oh, Mitch's wedding. Oh, you guys haven't planned anything yet, have you?
Sherry's planned a bunch of stuff.
Like
I don't know what she's planned.
We may as well have the wedding tomorrow.
Ooh. Ooh, you're that far ahead?
Well, I just let me send you
no.
in the chat my Pinterest board.
Oh, fuck. No, you will not both get into Pinterest holes. Not on this show. You guys aren't that Pinteresting.
Beer cocktails.
What? No, shut up. We're talking about my wedding.
I thought that was part of your wedding. It's going to be part of my wedding.
So it's going to be like a really light blue, a champagne color and white. And it's going to be like very birch and fishing.
Did you have to rename this board to wedding? It's
I
actually
did.
Happening.
I did.
What it was it before? Can I guess what it was before? Wedding. I hope it happens eventually. Maybe question mark.
Aww.
No, it was things I adore for the future.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are going to get married.
You don't need that many dresses. You only need one.
Now, oh, I meant to ask you, really important. How long of a speech do you want me to do? I could do 35 minutes.
6 or 7 hours, I think.
I could do 6 or 7. You want that? I could do that. No problem. Because I feel like it's really important that, and I said, and by the way, something else I want to point out for all the listeners, I'll put you all on blast. I said I would get ordained and marry them, and they both ignored me when I said it. They fucking ignored the shit out of me.
You noticed that.
No, we didn't ignore you.
Well, that's because we knew we wanted you in the wedding.
Yeah. No, hey, Royce, I could be both.
No, you can't.
Speaking of best man speeches, do you want me to email you mine that I was supposed to give you?
Yeah, I'll just switch the names. It'll be weird because it'll be inside jokes, but whatever. It's fine.
No, I'm sad. Okay.
I would like you to actually replicate Ryan's.
Me? Do Ryan? No.
Word for word.
Royce, are you going to filibuster their wedding?
I think I will. I mean, that's how it works. It is like the Congress, right? I can talk as long as I want.
Yeah. Then they can't vote on anything.
Yeah.
What oh, are they crap. He's got for? A point.
I'm doing it. You guys aren't getting. When was the wedding? What month?
June next year.
I'll push that shit back into July. I'll keep talking. I'll just keep going.
Well, Royce,
but mid-July we're going to Canada. So
why?
Fishing.
Honeymoon?
No, didn't we agree that our honeymoon's going to be in Key West?
Oh, you get fishing there.
You go fishing in Key West.
Yeah, we're going to go fishing there too.
But we're.
I got a text from Joel. It was a picture, and it says today 6:35 p.m. Stuck in Denver. Won't be able to make the show. Sorry.
Okay, and then I never got it, so that's great.
It doesn't say message not delivered, but...
It doesn't say message not sent.
Yes, it doesn't say that, but I don't know. So...
I suspect the Photoshop.
I mean, if he's saying that a million people were in one area and he couldn't get service, that's probably why his message didn't go through.
I'm assuming it's fine. Listen, he's allowed. Team won the Super Bowl. Who gives a shit?
Everybody gets one.
Even though he's an Eagles fan...
If my team won the Super Bowl, I'd still be here.
You don't have a team. You don't watch football.
The Vikings are a team, right?
Yeah. Can you name three players?
Okay.
That are playing now.
Viking. Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yeah. There's that guy. There's a bunch of black guys.
Oh, come on. That's not... That I will That will not hey, allow that.
There
not,
might be a white
is,
one or
this
two.
Is, this is
Ed Tuttle Jones, Carl Winslow, Tackleberry.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Winslow. Let's pick this up. Did you just name a Police Academy character? Carl Winslow, wasn't he the cop from Family Matters?
Family Matters, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm just making sure. What was the first one, John?
Ed Tuttle Jones.
Ed Tuttle Jones. Yeah, he was a football player, right?
Yeah, because he was too tall.
No, let's forget it. It's fine. Carl Winslow. So. Carl Winslow has been his entire life, he's been a movie cop, and he's about to movie cop retire, I believe. He's got his pension coming up. I don't know.
I don't know, that Netflix reboot's coming, Family Matters.
Matters more.
Oh, God, are they really doing that?
No.
No, but did you see the fucking...
But I did see the new Fuller House trailer.
So did I. I saw that, too. They were on Ellen, and they showed it. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The problem is that I used to watch Full House when I was a kid, but Full House had its time and its era, but it seems like... It's not even a fresh take from what I saw in the trailer. It's still the same corny, like, aw, bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that doesn't fucking work now, you know?
Well, how do you think it's going to work now that everyone knows that Bob Saget is a dirty, foul-mouthed comic?
Well, I mean,
they bring it into the show.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Just dropping the C-bomb first episode in.
He went off the deep end after all his kids moved out.
Can I say also how John Stamos looks so much better than anybody else on that show in terms of being age-wise?
Stem cell research.
Fucking Stamos, man. Dave
Coulier. Or no, that yogurt crap that he's been pushing.
Dave Coulier never recovered from the Alanis Morissette thing, I don't think.
Aw.
No.
He's a clean comic, right? I believe that's what he still does. He's still 100% clean.
And terrible.
I've never seen his stand-up. I know he had a woodchuck for a while, right?
Where his stand-up is every line he says on the show.
Oh,
like he uses Cut It Out, that fucking hand thing he does.
No,
he
from doesn't. That TV show that he had.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh my God.
And I saw a picture from the new show and his fucking puppet, Mr. Woodchuck, is back.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do its voice.
Did you say wood?
Stop it.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's spot on. That is creepy.
How do you know that?
That is so good. John, have you been practicing that for years?
You know, like, I keep telling my agent, say, hey, I can do voiceover work.
Hold on. Let's hear. I got it from the show here. Hold on.
No, it's called the Three Billy Goats Gruff.
That's our favorite story.
Now, once upon a time, there were three woodchucks.
No. Jesus Christ, John. That's on the money.
I think you do it better than him.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell if you guys are just bullshit. Or like, I don't know. You guys kind of sound like how my agents whenever I say, hey, I can do voiceover work. And then I can't do Beverly Hills Chihuahua because they want to get somebody that was.
Oh, I guess they heard him.
John died.
Big Hollywood heard him.
He cut out.
Big
John.
Hollywood heard him and cut him out.
John, you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. We believe you, but you can't talk about Big Hollywood like that. You know, they're going to get us. They're going to come down our throats.
What? Like Jason?
I think the only people not coming back for the new Fuller House show is the Olsen twins, right?
Yeah, and they're explaining it within the show by saying they're busy fashionistas in Europe or something.
Oh, okay. I thought.
Or I guess one. They would say singular because they played one person.
That's correct. So there were Michelle would only be one.
Our Michelles are missing.
You know
what?
What's funny was seeing like these people that have done nothing. John Stamos is the only. John Stamos and I would say Bob Saget are the only ones that really did anything after Full House.
Yeah.
You know, obviously not counting the Olsons, but I'm saying the ones that are on the new show.
I was
going to
say, what about the Olsons?
I'm
plans?
Talking about people on the new show. And the look in their eyes to just be doing something now. They look so happy to be like Kimmy Gibbler. What else was she going to do?
Gibbler.
What was the oldest daughter's name?
DJ. Candace Cameron.
Stephanie.
She's on The View now.
Stephanie was a middle child.
The oldest child, I remember she played like a Lifetime movie where she got AIDS.
Yeah. Yes, DJ, she
yeah.
did.
Yeah, you remember that?
Knocked up by a hockey player.
That could be any Lifetime movie.
Yeah, but she's on The View now, so she kind of had shit going on.
But, you know, she looked at, I saw the trailer. She was in that dress at the end. She looked pretty hot. She's a good body.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm going to really watch hot in person specifically too. For her.
Yeah, but then again, like I heard, and maybe I was misinformed, that she's super religious.
Boo.
Oh, well, yeah. She's Cameron's sister, so.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That'll do it.
Bunch of that rubbed off on her.
Yeah. Oh, he rubbed off on her? Ew! Yeah.
Question, are religious people allowed to, like, you know, I don't know, do 20 lines of Jaeger after a hockey game?
Yes.
Okay, then yes, she is very religious.
I mean, she drinks a little bit. Yeah, she does. She used to live, I don't know if she still does, but she used to live by where I used to live. We used to live in South Florida, right, John?
I used to sit two seats next to her at the hockey games when her husband played.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but Stephanie got some tits though, right?
Oh, I know.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Did her, is that the PC term? Her tits came in?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right way to say
it? That's the proper way to say it.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Her tits came in.
Her T-tops are out.
Yeah. She was she had some drug problems, I believe. The person what's the girl who played Stephanie's name?
Holy crap.
Jody Sweetin.
Jody Sweetin.
Yeah, she had a drug problem.
She's got a sweet rack.
God damn.
Bridesmaid Joel. Oh, good.
Yay.
Yay.
Like it is kitchen dress.
Did you Photoshop that? Oh, look at those tits, no, though. That, thank you, Mitch.
He's wearing that.
Oh, my God. I have my new favorite crush.
Wow.
Joel and a bridesmaid?
Yes. And cats, though.
Yeah, Stephanie, really all she has going for her are the tits. Candace Cameron actually looks really good for her age.
Oh, yeah, she does. She has a great face.
I've always liked Candace Cameron.
Super hot. You know who I liked? Speaking of old sitcoms, I hated the girl that played Blossom.
Maya Bialik.
But fucking Six, her friend Six.
Oh, yeah.
Was so fucking hot.
What about Topanga from...
Topanga. Get out. You know how many fucking loads came out because of Topanga?
Topanga's on, what is that? Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
And she still looks good, too.
I haven't seen it. Is it good, Girl Meets World?
It's Boy Meets World if it was a girl. So if you like Boy Meets World, you might like Girl Meets World.
So you get exactly what you expect.
Exactly.
There you go, Royce.
How great would it be if it was Girl Meets World, but when you watch it, the entire show was she was a fucking detective who solved cold case homicide?
Holy shit.
And it had nothing.
Girl Meets World.
We found Mr. Feeney's fucking corpse.
Da da da.
I'd watch that.
No, but on Family Matters, it was the girl that was like psychotically obsessed with Steve Urkel. She was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Actually in real life died.
Yeah, she's dead.
But she was fucking hot for black African American.
Did she get fucking? Was there a mishap in Steve Urkel's cloning machine that turned him into Stefan Urkel?
No.
Oh, it was such a fucking for a cool guy. He came up with a shitty cool name. Stefan Urkel
originally was so grounded in reality.
It was.
And in the later seasons,
thank you.
There was like time travel episodes and
yes! Dude, I was watching him at some point recently, like in a rerun. I don't remember where I was, but you're right. Like the first, remember the youngest daughter just disappeared. They just wrote her off and they never said why. Like she just disappeared.
Then she did porn.
She did porn. That's correct.
Hey now.
And, you know, that show, you're right, was so grounded. He was a cop. He worked so hard. They dealt with racial issues. It was like real shit, you know?
Yeah.
Then out of nowhere, Urkel became so big and they were fucking breakdancing and had goddamn clones. And it became a minstrel show. It's like, what happened to this show?
I remember the older son to Carl Winslow. I remember he was like a motorhead. I remember like one episode, like he put all these new aftermarket parts on his car and they were all like, all the serial numbers were like shaved off. They didn't really explain why that was a bad thing. And I asked my dad and he's like, why do you want, I got in so much trouble because I asked my dad a question from watching Family Matters.
Well, there you go. So I guess it didn't
don't interrupt my stories.
Fucking, but, yeah, that the only the show that was really grounded in reality was Dinosaurs, you know, just a bunch of hardworking dinosaurs. See what you want. I used to love that show.
Dinosaurs. That was a great show.
It was fun.
So when I was growing up, we didn't have cable or anything. We just had the rabbit ears. And every now and then, if you moved them, the antennas just good enough, I could watch Fuzzy Dinosaurs.
Oh, really yeah.
Very well, but
you could
see that. I believe the mom on Dinosaurs is the mom from Arrested Development,
yes,
and Archer's mom.
It is. That's
yes,
correct. Yes, it is. Yeah, that's where she... one of the first things she did, but,
was there any other like celebrity? I don't remember any like well-known celebrity voices on that show.
No, there was more than her. No. There was more than her.
They had like weird guest stars.
Like was Steve Urkel, the dinosaur with the mohawk skin?
No.
Steve Urkel was the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog for many years.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I remember TGIF on they used to have all the shows. It was Boy Meets World. It was Step by Step.
Yeah.
Day by Day.
Remember Step by Step?
Day by Day.
They had a hot girl on Step by Step too.
Which one was Step by Step? Was that the one with that was Blossom with Joey Lawrence.
Whoa. Step by Step was the one with Sue.
It was Brady Bunch again.
Right.
Pretty much. Step parents, step kids.
It was the one, damn it. I'll put a picture in the chat of it.
It had Patrick Duffy as the father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The workout lady that does
Suzanne Summers.
Thank you. Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jane Fonda.
I remember the name of the show, but I barely remember ever watching it.
Oh, I always watched it. Yeah. Not that I really liked
it.
I know
I've seen it, but
it was a total transition show from one show I watched to another one. I don't even remember what it was.
That blonde bitch looks like she does porn.
She probably does now. That was another one of those shows where like they added a character, their cousin Cody.
Yes.
And he became the most popular character on the show.
And then Cody went on to make like one of those crappy kickbox sequel movies or Bloodsport sequels.
Is that the jerk off like that's like all the way up in the top that can't smile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him. He also in real life like beat his wife or something.
Oh,
oh good for him.
Yeah. I know all the celebrity dirt.
My favorite show of all time was Saved by the Bell.
Really? You've never mentioned that
I watched that Screech movie that they made recently, made for TV movie. It was so good.
It was great
because there was so much stuff going on behind the scenes in that show.
I was just, I think I posted this on Facebook like a month ago. The best story arc from Saved by the Bell was the summer they spent at Malibu Sands.
Yeah, I read that. And
that
no,
is the peak of Saved by the
you're
Bell.
You're so wrong with that.
I'm wrong?
Me and you are going to have, we're going to have words. I meant to comment on that.
That was the best.
That was not the best story.
Mr. Carosi.
Mr. Carosi was a dick. And the fucking King of Queens wife was on it.
King of Queens wife, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was not the one. I'll tell you peak. You want me to tell you when they peaked? Hawaiian style. Because
the fucking movie?
You want to know why? I'll explain why. The show always dealt with a lot of lighthearted stuff, you know, maybe drugs once in a while, but that was the first one when Zach was hitting on a girl who had a kid. And that's the first time they really mentioned sex in the world of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah. That was?
Yeah. And by the way,
that's
no.
The first time.
Honestly, if we're being honest with each other, we could all agree that it peaked because I don't need one season, the college years.
Standing on the edge of tomorrow.
Thank you. Someone else knows the song. It was so bad.
Wait, so you're saying that Saved by the Bell, the new class, was better?
No, the new class was fucking terrible.
No.
When fucking Screech became the principal or assistant principal?
Did you notice in the new class, Screech decided out of nowhere that he was now high-pitched?
Yeah.
Like he became Urkel?
Yep.
Ugh. Like in the old show, Screech was just like, hey guys, how's it going? He was just goofy. And then in the new class, he was like, I'm Screech. How's it going? He like became a cartoon character. It was nuts.
Why is it so? Okay, I think I found the intro to Saved by the Bell. Here it is. College years, because it got hip.
I'm standing at the edge of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it costs me how far I go.
Far I go. Mario Lopez, Dusty Diamond.
So much for me to explore.
If I remember, in the college years, the first couple episodes didn't have Kelly.
Yeah, and then, she surprisingly joined.
And they brought her back in to try to help ratings.
Yeah, because they were like, Zach doesn't have chemistry with any of these broads.
No, he doesn't.
Was she like, oh, hey, my showgirls career is on a slope. You guys want to fill me in?
Didn't they like force one of the roommates to move out so that she could move in?
Yeah, that's something great. Like that. It was there was the blonde girl. They tried to make Zach have chemistry with her. It didn't work out. They brought Kelly back, and that's when she was Kelly Kapowski. Fucking is so hot. I mean, that's talk about your first fucking crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but yes, Hawaii. But going back, Hawaiians. You want to know why? Because they fucking saved that hotel, Screech's uncle or grandfather, whoever's hotel.
I thought it was what's her name, the stripper.
Well, the stripper.
Oh, Voorhees.
Jesse Spano.
No. Jesse Spano. Yeah. Yes.
Jesse Spano.
She was in a Showgirls. Later.
Yes, that was a good film.
It was horrible.
No, you just don't understand old Hollywood. But
I know that like the main pimp was like the conglomerate in the Flintstones movie.
Wasn't there another show that used to come out after Saved by the Bell about like a surfers or like these?
Yeah, California Dreams.
Okay, I never watched California Dreams.
I did.
I hated that because I would watch it and I swear I was such a fucking hipster. I was like, fuck, I just want to be Saved by the Bell. And I would watch it.
I know. I still surf dudes with attitudes.
No, no,
got a groove, yeah.
It's so corny. The stuff that we used to listen to is so bad.
Dude, they had like all sorts of like Saved by the Bell ripoffs on their own channel. There was one called City Guys.
I never saw it.
Oh, wait, it was like a Chinese spinoff called Shitty Guys.
Shitty. Welcome to Shitty Guys.
Sky above, sand below. Good vibrations. Feeling mellow.
Yeah, no. See, they just wanted to be.
There was one called Hang Time.
See, I never saw those. I was really only about the Saved by the Bell. And I used to get mad, like, because they used to show the reruns. And whenever they would show, like, remember the Good Morning, Miss Bliss? That was the original Saved by the Bell. They never explained why they moved from the middle of the country to fucking California and why they all just stayed together. It was very weird.
How about the biggest enigma to me about Saved by the Bell is the final season where they decided they wanted to make more episodes. But Kelly and was it Lisa didn't sign back on?
Right.
And so they added a new girl named Tori.
Tori, whatever happened to Tori?
And so what they did is when they showed the episodes, they would alternate. They'd show a Lisa and Kelly episode, then a Tori episode.
Yes.
Then
So
it's the weirdest thing where Zach was like, hey, Kelly, let's fucking go on a date. And then the next episode, he'd be like, hey, Tori, let's go to prom. I was like,
you're
what the fuck's happening?
Thank you. Oh my God. Doc, I love you. I'm so glad someone else has talked to you about this. Yes, I noticed that as well. And the craziest part about that whole situation was, didn't they have two proms that year because of that?
I think they had
two proms.
They did like two dances at least.
Yeah. And the excuse was Kelly went away to Paris to be a model, I believe, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And Tori was a tomboy. She didn't take no guff.
Yeah.
Fucking Tori could suck my dick.
I bet you she would these days. So
fucking sick of Tori. Yeah, Miami Mo remembers that. Good, thank you. Someone else remembers. Yeah, fucking Tori comes in on a fucking nowhere on her fucking motorcycle, scratching her dick, and all of a sudden Zach wants to fuck her. Hey, Zach, guess what? Going to Tori after Kelly, fucking downgrade. Let's be honest. Zach doesn't need to be dating someone from fucking West Side Story. Fuck you, Tori.
Is this Joel calling back?
Hi, Joel.
Enough about Saved by the Bell.
What do you mean, bro? Saved by the Bell. This is what happens when you do the show.
Yeah.
Did he hang up?
I think already.
Oh.
Yeah, he just called to yell
maybe
that.
He hit a bridge.
You know the problem is, Doc? Dutch is hanging on the edge of tomorrow, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, let me help you out, Dutch, since you're still listening. There's a show I saw once called Saved by the Bell. And one time Screech was having some real problems with the ladies. So
can I say what the worst episode of Saved by the Bell is, in my opinion?
Anyone with Tori Spelling? Fucking cunt.
there's one. No, the one where Zach finds out he's Native American.
Oh God. No,
and
that's
all
cringe.
Preachy about it.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Didn't he do like a presentation at the end?
Preaching. I can't stop. I remember it. That, and you know, that one was bad, and the pot one was terrible.
Which one was the pot one?
When they did the PSA at the end,
Kelly was taking, not Kelly, Jesse was taking caffeine pills, wasn't it?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, that was something different.
That's a different whole different thing. Oh, okay.
Whole different arc.
No, yeah. The Saved by the Bell pot one, like dope, reefer. Like it was here. Let me see if I can find it because it's well. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, this is the one where they find
dumb.
It. Okay, yeah.
Stupid.
Crazy. Dangerous.
Stinks. In one word, would I use dope? Nope.
This is terrible.
These kids are right.
Can you just stop
Drugs
it?
Drugs will hurt you.
Hold on, Marie. An adult came to tell us why.
No,
shut
I don't
up.
Want it.
It's like pulling off a Band-Aid. Drugs will hurt your mind, your body, and your life.
Hi, I'm Brandon Tartikoff, chairman of NBC Entertainment.
Brandon Tartikoff.
Now, I've got a hit idea for the new fall season.
Seinfeld.
The Seinfeld Chronicles. It's going to be big.
It's going to be great.
The new fall season. Don't do drugs.
There's no hope with dope.
It's perfect. Ew. Because it lets you know that with dope, there really isn't any hope.
No, so how many of them? Soap. How many of them do you think imbibed a little bit in the marijuana?
All of them, dude. You understand? These kids were. Everybody knew who these kids were, and you know how many girls would try to fuck them. Like they could do whatever they wanted. You know how much pussy Screech got? Like he might have been a nerd on that show. But you're still fucking... Mr. Belding still gets hounded.
Didn't Screech in his book say that, like, Zach fucked every girl on the show?
Yeah, of course
even
he did.
Voorhees? Ew.
I think so. Well, she used to look good.
Oh, Maul says the episode where the duck died was bad. Yeah, the oil baron.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, my God, that hit him so hard.
And the oil guy was basically fucking Dick Dastardly. Like, it was just terrible. And they love this duck all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like, my favorite part of the show was when, like, they would have things that they acted like they would do all the time, but they only came up on that show. Like, be like, oh, we always go to this club every afternoon. I'm like, dude, I've been watching it over 4 years. You never mentioned movie club, you know? Like, they just brought it up for the episode.
Yeah, but that one, didn't they, like, they found oil on campus, yes, and they were looking correct. To see what they can do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they all had, like, dreams of different
things. Yeah, like an oil magnate wanted to buy Bayside and turn it into oil drilling. And they're like, no, the ducks.
The ducks. And the ducks died.
Just one duck.
Not the students, the ducks.
Oh, the ducks, man. Oh.
What? Fuck, I'm looking at the picture that Mitch posted. Fucking Zach in that headdress. It's so racist. He even does the typical how, like, the whole fucking, oh, God, I'm cringing.
And that's the school colors, too, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. They were the Bayside Tigers. I remember that. And their biggest enemies was Valley. And the other thing about Saved by the Bell, all the goddamn nerds, you get, like, their names were like Nerdstrom or like fucking Poindexter. Like, their last names were fucking had nerd or geek or dork in them, you know? Like, oh, get out of here, Jonathan Dorkstern. I'm like, what? Like, come on, I understand, but you don't have to, we get he's a nerd. You don't have to force feed it to us.
And what about, and how crappy was Screech's robot that he built? It was made out of like tin cans.
Crappy? It was, it had AI. Screech invented artificial intelligence and he was acting like it was not a big deal. He should have been in some fucking laboratory at MIT somewhere. He invented artificial life.
Really? Because the robot's voice sounded like someone off screen talking into a microphone without a windscreen.
But I'm saying in the Saved by the Bell universe.
Yeah.
It coughs.
It's playing.
It's not breathing. It's
joking. It's AI. It could joke. I'm not going to sit here and argue the merits of artificial intelligence on Saved by the Bell with the likes of you, John. It ain't happening.
Like, it's definitely better than the Rocky V robot.
Yes, thank you. And here's what I want.
Rocky V robot had a budget.
Shut up. Here's what I want. Well, yeah, it had a budget. Rocky was a fucking world heavyweight champion. They had money.
All right, you know what? Conky, Pee Wee Herman's robot was a much better robot than Screech's robot.
Oh, I'll give you that one. Pee Wee, of course, but Pee Wee Herman was a fucking adult. Yeah. Screech, as a child, built artificial intelligence out of his home.
Shit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that Conky was an animatronic. It actually was an automaton. It actually had full range of motion. Screeches was basically on a fucking, like, wheelable ottoman. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but if we're ranking robots, what about number Johnny Five?
No, see, Johnny Five
was the shit, man.
Johnny Five was great, but here's the thing with Johnny Five. Johnny Five took entire, it was like a military team that, you know, built him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he rebuilt himself at Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then at the end he was gold plated. Remember that?
Then he joined the Los Locos gang.
Yes.
Whole fucking saga.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is Screech started the robot wars.
Yeah.
If we're really getting down,
Screech is Skynet.
Screech is Skynet. Damn you!
Yeah. What's Screech
diamond
spelled backwards?
I don't know. I don't have the
hair.
Yeah, that's sad. That's exactly what a robot would say.
Yeah. I'd go hey.
fucking. Oh, fuck you, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
God damn it. They ruined, you know, and we just ate it and it was just so good for us. We're like, oh, God, Saved by the Bell is so awesome. But really,
how many Christmas episodes did they have?
More than they had seasons. Like,
were they heartfelt? The homeless girl at the mall.
Oh, yes. Oh,
fuck. Yeah.
The homeless girl at the mall they always hung out at when the plot needed him to.
Didn't that episode end with Zach being like, you and your dad could stay with us for a while. And then she was never seen again.
Wait, remember when Kelly's brother moved in with him with the whole car accident episode and then he fixed the car?
Yeah.
But then Kelly's brother was supposed to stay there and you never saw him again?
Never saw him again either.
Yeah, he's trying to chase the dragon.
Yeah, and that's what bugs me. Like, when they have all these Saved by the Bell reunions, like, Jimmy Fallon did the reunion with a bunch of them and no Tori. Like, that really bothers me, you know?
I always, even as a kid, was bothered when they'd fuck up their own lore. Like, Boy Meets World is terrible for this. Sean had like three different brothers at three different points and even mentioned a sister.
Yeah, no.
What the fuck, guys? Pay attention to your own goddamn history.
But well, that's
at least
the
Family
thing.
Ties with Alan Thicke. They fixed that with the wife. Like, she went on, she needed more money or whatever, and then, like, they brought in a new actress, and it's like, oh, no, remember? Your mom died of cancer.
Yeah, but that happened all the time. Like, didn't the mom...
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Didn't the mom... They changed the mom in Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
that's right, they did.
It was the same woman.
Yeah.
It was a tall, skinny black woman, and then a short, squat, kind of white black woman.
It was weird, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, they were rich, so she got, you know, rich bitch surgery.
And, oh, fucking height reduction?
She had her shins removed and their skin lightened.
Dude, they got the money, man. Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. By the way, why would fucking Phil, Uncle Phil, keep paying that butler who's so mouthy? Like, he's mouthy. He gets involved in everything, you know?
I feel, because I don't think they ever really had a backstory with him, I think that they fought in some sort of war and the butler saved his life and it was like a blood debt.
Yeah.
Now that was a good show. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like that, that's a show that I could watch again and I'll still actually laugh.
Now that show doesn't have the forced sad moment. They have the legit sad moment of how come he don't want me, man?
Yes.
Oh shit. Yeah. That one. God damn.
Or the gun one. Remember the gun episode of Fresh Prince?
Oh yeah. Doesn't Carlton get shot?
Will gets shot.
Yeah,
Will gets shot.
And Carlton gets a gun to protect Will. And when Will takes the gun away from Carlton and he starts crying in the hospital bed because it was deep.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
Aw.
And I got to say, Fresh Prince, they're pretty good. It never got wacky like Family Matters, you know? Like, it was still pretty grounded in reality.
Yeah, there was no fucking jetpack episode of Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Isn't there like a rumor that they're trying to reboot that, but it's Will Smith's character goes back to Philly?
No, I don't think they could do that. Will Smith is too big of a...
Could we not talk about Saved by the Bell and go to break already?
You're not even on.
People that are on don't have a say.
We weren't talking
about Saved by the Bell. We were talking about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's getting really testy.
You know what the problem with Dutch is? He doesn't realize that this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to take a minute and just sit right here.
Yeah.
And tell you all how Joel became the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do, 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 do.
Oh, this works for him in West Philadelphia.
Born and raised. I like to root for the Broncos.
These days.
Most of my days. Yeah.
Chilling in, smoking pot and drinking beers and being all cool and then hitting my head and
outside
of the pool.
Oh, that's good. Now playing kickball outside of the school because he's in kickball league. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. We're not going to do the whole thing. When a couple of guys who were up to no good
started podcasting in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He got in one little rant and his girlfriend got scared and said he's moving with your girlfriend and her puppy to Bel Air.
Thank you. Perfect.
There you go.
So
I like long form improv.
It is. It's my favorite. It's actually my favorite form of comedy, actually. It's on my resume. Long form improv.
And actually, Joel, we can't go to break because I, little woman brain, forgot how to use my break button like you usually do on Dutch and Royce.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to not have a break.
No break today, plowing through.
I just don't know how to do it. He usually does the break.
So what, we had like a patch of black ice?
Joel is the worst.
African-American ice, John.
Maybe if he could remind me.
As long as we don't tip over and lose our bass player. Please, somebody understands that
sweet
reference.
Metallica reference, bro. Thank
you. All right, let's go to break. Coming up after the break, more things that
more
we're going to
talk about.
More
Saved by the Bell talk.
No, more Saved by the Bell. No.
Also, Doc, that's also a Styx drummer reference. No arm.
There you go.
Take it away.
No
boys.
More Saved by the Bell after the show.
Just right. More Saved by the Bell.
No more right arms.
No more.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cub Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe Winery Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
There it is. No!
Hey, Nick. Jess left her panties in the dryer. You mind if I move them?
Jeremy, I don't care. Wait a second. Why do you ask? You're not going to move them in a weird way or something, are you?
No, dude, I'm just trying to be respectful. That's all. You know, before you and Jess were together, I moved her panties hundreds of times.
Wait, what?
Hundreds of times? Are you just hanging around the dryer like some sort of pantyhawk?
Yeah. What?
Pantyhawk. I'd watch that show.
So, should I just go move them?
Nick, he's being weird. You got to move them.
Oh, so now I'm the panty mover?
Yeah, you're the boyfriend.
Yeah. That's not a life.
Who the hell is going to move the panties?
Coach, you move them.
Are they one from the dryer?
You know what? You're out.
Grow up. I'll move the panties.
Thank you.
Ooh, seems awfully eager.
Yeah, you're awfully eager here, Schmidt.
I've been waiting my entire life to move your girlfriend's panties.
Stop saying panties, bro.
Panties.
No, they're panties with a D. Panties.
Panties. Say panties like a normal person.
No, this is how a black dude says it. Put your panties down.
You say
no
panties.
Teens.
Yeah.
Here's how a white dude says it. Put your panties down.
Guys, honestly, can you not see what the panties are doing to us?
Stop saying panties when it comes to Jess, everybody.
This is exactly why none of us should live with a woman.
Second hour. I could do this. Would be good now. Second hour. Doc and Royce. There you go.
You put Doc before you?
Yeah, because Dutch and Royce, Doc and Royce, it's easier to... I don't give a shit. I'm not a diva.
He's just going to jump ship and go right to the top?
Well, because D, I was thinking, you know, like Dutch and Royce, Doc and Royce, it sounds
good. You're just thinking about the D.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the D. Promo. I'm thinking about the D all the time.
The D is silent.
I love the D.
I love the D. Anyway, by the way, can I say, Doc, that I love the fucking Mystery Science Theater bot you have behind you?
You like it?
That's badass. That's awesome.
That's a full-size prop replica.
When does it come
back? Did you two just become best friends or something?
Did we just become best friends?
We're besties.
Yeah. When does the show come back?
Oh, well, they funded. I know they're writing it right now, so probably sometime either late this year or early next year.
13 episodes, right?
Yep.
14.
That's awesome.
I contributed.
That's great. Did you get something for it?
Yeah, I'm going to get the whole season on Blu-ray.
That's awesome.
And a bunch of like posters and trinkets and shit. I get credited.
Have they said what movies they're doing?
No, not yet.
I'm curious because, I mean, I love those guys because, I mean, I love Riff Tracks too.
Yeah, me too.
And the cool part about Riff Tracks was, you know, old Mystery Science Theater, they used to get old B-movies that they could afford the rights to.
Yeah.
Because they were really cheap. Riff Tracks was cool because they did it to a lot of new movies. And, man, if you haven't seen some like, The Room Riff Tracks.
It's fantastic.
Maybe the funniest thing that's ever been created.
And then Birdemic, they did one for Birdemic.
Yes.
Birdemic's really good.
Fucking Birdemic. I've seen the Birdemic one like 4 times, the Riff Tracks.
Actually, Riff Tracks is the only reason I've seen every Twilight movie.
Well, then
I always watch their version.
I think
I'm the same way, except with Harry Potter.
Yep.
I've never seen a Harry Potter movie like actually just straight through, but I've watched all of them with the Riff Tracks.
I didn't even know they did Riff Tracks for that. I'm going to do it.
Look, see, now Mitch and Doc are best friends because Mitch loves Riff Tracks.
Yeah, Riff Tracks has my favorite cast.
Yes.
Because I always was a mic guy.
Yes.
And I always liked Second Crow the best.
Yeah. Second Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's great, man. They always have, now they have guests on sometimes too. Which
yeah,
is
there was
cool.
Like, I think Weird Al went on to do Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Riff Tracks. And, yeah, for those of you who don't know, the Mystery Science Theater people are the people that do the Riff Tracks. And there's the other guys from Riff Tracks that do something similar, too, where they still do old B-movies.
Yeah.
A couple other dudes that were from Mystery Science. But anyway.
I know the original guy, Joel, had a bunch of the cast, and they were doing something called Cinematic Titanic, which was also riffing on B-movies. But yeah, the new host is going to be Jonah Ray. From Nerdist. I was trying to remember that.
Wait, so who's the cast of the new one?
The new one, Jonah Ray is the human on the spaceship.
Okay.
Then they've got
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt's going to be one of the mad scientists along with Felicia Day.
Okay.
And then the two bots are voiced by fucking hell. Hampton Yount does Crow. And then I forget who does Tom Servo. It's a black guy, though, this time.
Baron Vaughn.
Baron Vaughn.
So, wait. I just want to get this clear here.
I feel like half his name is missing. Baron Vaughn what?
I want to get this straight here.
Stupenheimer.
There you go.
The Riff Track guys have nothing to do with the Mystery Science Theater reboot?
No, not at all.
Really?
What?
Oh, what?
I thought they were crowdfunding that shit.
That kind of, you know.
No, Joel, the original guy who owns Mystery Science Theater, he's the one who crowdfunded it.
So he's probably just doing the producer credit, but not actually the.
Yeah, he's not going to be in it. Yeah. He wanted, you know, young guys.
So
you know,
how's like the rest of them handling it then?
They're doing fine because
some of the old cast was butthurt. I know the Riff Tracks guys were like, that's cool.
Yeah. The Riff Tracks guy don't care because the Riff Tracks guys are doing really well by themselves.
That, and they worked out a deal. If you go to Riff Tracks, you can actually buy old episodes of Mystery Science Theater now.
Yeah. And
so they've got a whole deal worked out. So they're cool.
Right. Yeah. And if you go to Riff, I mean, they do the live riffs, you know, and they simulcast them and those things get sold out all the time.
They still do Fathom events at Regal. Yeah. Every once in a while I'll go and I'll watch them.
And what's cool is like they have their Birdemic and then when they do live Birdemic, they write all new jokes.
Yes. Which is great. Yeah.
So they actually have two different versions of Birdemic on their site you can get.
Well, really, I have to listen to the other one then because I've only heard the main one, the pre-recorded one.
What that sound? Oh, no. I can quote Riff Trax Birdemic.
Oh, yeah, so can I. It's
such as seals.
Such as seals. Like, we say that all the time. Such as seals.
To me, the most exciting part is they announced a lot of the guest writers that are going to be on the new version. And the two guys that do Rick and Morty,
yeah,
Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, they're going to write for the new Mystery Science
Theater. That's actually very cool.
Yeah.
NCT Software, NCT Software, NCT Software.
I love in Birdemic just the childish view of money. I made $1 million.
Yay! $1 million! And they all just go panning through.
We just sold our company for $10 million. Yeah. Everything's a round number.
He gave half off $1 million sale.
You know, Doc, we interviewed Rob. We interviewed Rob from Birdemic, right?
See the main guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
the main
that
actor.
The one that couldn't walk
and act.
Yeah, that too.
Who did we interview from Birdemic?
The main actor.
The one who can't say Sorpons.
NCC Software. Yeah. Well, we interviewed what's his face from Birdemic 2, and on top of that, right after the interview, we watched the entire Birdemic 2 online, right, and we put it on YouTube. And they didn't even get mad. They told us it's fine just to promote
the second one, right? Birdemic 2.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. By the way, even though they were like in on it now, it was still funny.
Oh yeah, I love Birdemic 2.
Yeah,
Electric Boogaloo.
She's my hot Ferrari.
She's my hot Ferrari.
I just got tired of all the fucking killing in Iraq.
Yes. That shit.
God, I have to watch.
Why have you never complimented me as being your hot Ferrari?
You're my hot Ferrari.
Thank you.
For $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Hey, you know what they say? A day without sex is a day wasted.
I don't have that one anymore.
Oh my God. Oh, I need to rewatch Birdemic for all this shit. Oh my God. Oh, it's like chasing the dragon.
It is, right?
It is. It's like heroin, man.
Dude, I have The Room on Blu-ray.
Why?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're releasing on Blu-ray. It's time to upgrade. It was supposed to be signed by Tommy Wiseau. I bought it from his website, and he fucking didn't sign it.
We interviewed Tommy Wiseau.
Did you?
Yes. It's one of
Yeah, he made you send your interview questions to him.
Yes.
And he had to write them all out.
Oh, hi, yeah, Royce.
He wrote them out and emailed you his responses, and then he read the responses.
And then didn't I call back as Tommy Wiseau?
Here, let me see. I haven't listened in a while. Hold on. I just want to hear his.
And you are live with everybody listening. We have here with us Marie, and we have with us Royce.
Hi.
Hello, guys. First, I'd like to say thank you for all support and say hello to all the fans, and I'm yours.
Okay. So, yeah, that's right. We interviewed Tommy Wiseau. By the way, anyone listening, if you want to hear our interview with Tommy Wiseau right out of the room, just go to Hippo Juice. Just search Hippo Juice Tommy, and they'll all come up in order. Three parts of it.
Nice.
But, yeah, he made us send questions beforehand, but, of course, we did whatever we wanted when we got him on the phone. Oh, God. I started saying, you know, I think one of my favorite questions I asked them was, you know, there's a lot of different directors like Steven Spielberg, Ted Bundy. Like, you know, who are you inspired by? And he doesn't pay no attention. He just answers. He really is a fun. Isn't James Franco making a Room movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
It's the making of The Room.
I can't wait.
Based on Ohai Mark's book, The Disaster Artist.
Maul says, no joke, I actually thought The Room was a good movie because I thought the main character was retarded. I had no clue. I had no clue he was being serious.
And then didn't like Tommy was like, no, it's a dark comedy. It's like, no, it's not a comedy.
How was work today?
Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We'll make a lot of money.
What client?
I cannot tell you. It's confidential.
Oh, come on. Why not?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Am I right, guys?
Anyway, how's the sex life?
To me, the most beautiful part of that movie is the entire walking into the flower shop scene.
Oh, I don't know.
Where there's like no pauses for breathing.
No.
Oh, hi, doggy. You're my favorite customer.
Bye.
Keep the chips.
Oh, Tommy, I didn't know it was you.
How
do you not know it's him?
Come on, that guy looks like a fucking caricature of himself. Yeah. He looks like a fucking animator drew him. Like,
and what about live action Miss Piggy with, like, you know, she needed to get her roots done.
His head.
Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, hi, Dutch.
Hi.
You're so back.
Tommy Wiseau looks like he, like his head was 3D printed. That's what.
That's pretty accurate.
You know what
Holy
I mean?
Shit.
Where he's almost human.
Any word on when that movie that's supposed to come out that has James Franco?
Yeah, we're just talking. We don't know. I don't know when it's coming out.
Hey, where's the beef?
I just walked in, Cakes.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Dutch.
Yeah, I don't like this attitude that's going on right now.
What attitude?
Punch every single person in the room.
We're hanging out.
This happy, can-do, joy attitude.
While you were away, the show was renamed to Dutch and Royce.
Yeah. So
and, I know. I heard. I'm a little hurt.
I'm working on a new promo.
I'll help you out.
I got the results of the test back. I definitely have breast cancer.
How great is that line?
That, you know, a lot of people are bad.
Brilliant script writing. Sherry and I always make that joke to each other all the time.
She says it like she had her vacation approved.
I know. Yeah.
Guess what?
She had her vacation approved. Oh, speaking of stealing jokes, Marie, I've been doing that whole thing that you do, like where you say a bad joke on purpose and then tell everyone else around.
I told you.
I have so robbed you of that, and I've been doing it in my daily life all the time. Much to Kelsey's chagrin.
You cannot rob me of it because I told you to start doing it.
No, I'm saying freely. I definitely took it from you. So I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
But it's made my life enjoyable and Kelsey hates it.
Exactly.
What is it again? What's that?
So John, what you do is somebody, it doesn't even have to be you. Somebody says a bad joke in the room. It is your job to explain it as long as humanly possible why it was funny.
And to everyone available. And if a new person walks in, you have to re-explain it again.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
It gets really awkward really fast.
You're welcome to do as many elbow nudges as you want.
She doesn't hit me a lot. And I go, stop it. Stop it.
You see what they have there? You see, because it was funny.
I got it.
Okay, because I don't know if you understood the subliminal messaging.
That's it. I have been doing it nonstop, Marie. I can't stop it now at this point. It's fun.
How was your parade, Dutch?
It was actually fun.
It was a parade for you.
It was for me.
Oh, gay pride.
I don't like aggressive John.
You're very quick. Very quick. Go with John.
So, yeah, no, they... The Broncos, whatever. And I figured, hey, why not go up? I haven't, you know, when's the next time the Broncos are ever going to have a championship? Probably not going forward with Brock Osweiler, but.
What are you talking about? Brock the Rock?
Brock the Rock.
Rock the Rock Osweiler? You kidding me?
They had so many alliterations of his name when he was doing well.
Yep.
Oh, it was so annoying. Brock and Roll.
Brock and Roll's good.
There was a bunch. But no, it was actually a blast. They actually ended up being a lot of fun.
Brock stops here, man.
That's the buck.
Whatever. Is that what Brock Lesnar says?
Yes.
Can he say that if he doesn't say that? Now, can someone text Brock Lesnar? He's probably not clever enough to come up with that.
He probably doesn't have a cell phone because, you know, he's like secluded.
So did your town flip out because the Broncos won, Dutch?
Oddly enough, when the Avalanche won a couple years ago, there was like 15 burned cars and, like, you know,
an actual avalanche,
35 arrests, an actual avalanche. Like, dude, this one apparently was only like 17 arrests. Like, it was pretty sedated, but dude, they said estimated close to 1 million people.
But you know why it was more sedated this time than last time? Pot's legal. People more chill.
They were a lot more
people
chill
this
time
around. People just are more chill.
Like, sweet, dude. Good
All
job.
All right, go Broncos. Go Broncos. Sweet.
Did you watch it at home or did you go to a bar?
Oh, the actual Super Bowl? Yes. I went to my brother's house, who is diehard Broncos fan, and he's raising his 8-year-old son to be a diehard Broncos fan. So
I have basically my brother and then his little kid, whose voice obviously hasn't changed, who sounds exactly like him, screaming the entire time, and his Bulgarian wife screaming the entire time. But it was fun.
Bulgarian, like screaming, and that's how they actual talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was basically like a regular talk for her.
It's like a demon yelling at you.
Yeah. Oh,
now
yeah.
Is Cam Newton still crying somewhere? Because he was
probably
he was
big Newton.
He was.
Oh my God!
Wasn't that kind of a bitch move on his part?
It really was. Like he was like just really bitchy about it.
Because you saw like last year, you know, with Russell Wilson basically lost the game for the Seahawks by throwing that interception. Mm. He sat there at the podium, answered all the questions, and sat there with like actual, you know, gravitas and some sort of dignity.
Gravitas.
This guy just got up like a pouty child, yeah, within 2 minutes of the thing and left. I mean, granted, I would be pissed too if I just lost the biggest game of my life. But I mean, come on, dude.
Well, what they're saying, because they actually played the audio back. I guess there was like an interview going next to him with the Broncos.
I heard about that too. Is that what the case was? Apparently, they had like just it was just like a little cape that was just kind of separating the two. And I guess Hakeem Talib was getting an interview right behind him and was just trashing the Panthers or something.
No, he wasn't trashing him. But even so, you nut up and you still do your interviews.
Actually, what it was, he wasn't trashing him. They asked him and they said, well, what was your plan for the game? And he was saying something like, well, you know, we were going to make him throw. We were going to make him throw, basically saying he couldn't complete a pass. You know, not being mean about it, but, you know, saying their defense.
How good was that defense?
Dude, Von Miller is ridiculous.
He's an animal.
It doesn't, because it's really rare when a defensive player is like
wins Super Bowl MVP,
right? That's very rare.
3 sacks, 2 turnovers. Like he was a goddamn animal.
Again, I understand, but is it and just my opinion? I know I did, but didn't they give Manning a little bit too much time as compared to like everybody else at the podium? Like
it's Manning.
No, and I know.
They were really hoping he was going. What they really wanted was him to announce his retirement right there. He wasn't going to do it.
Oh, you think? That's the only thing that they kept asking him, and I had to respect his answer, where he just kept saying, I'm just going to thank my family, drink a whole lot of Budweiser. I'm going to
drink a shitload of beers, Vaughn's pain.
Oh, by the way, he didn't drink a lot of Budweisers, and everybody got mad and goes, oh, you sell out your show.
Oh, we said Budweiser?
He said Budweiser.
He specifically said Budweiser.
He said Budweiser twice.
Twice.
2 separate interviews.
Yeah.
At the podium, he just said beer.
No, he said Budweiser.
I watched it.
He said beer and then followed it up with Budweiser.
Oh.
But then, everyone was getting
sponsored, because that's a brilliant thing to do.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, too. But
they said he's not. Thankful for the shout out.
They said he just happened. I guess he just happens to drink.
He just is a big fan.
That's what he drinks. Here he goes.
He owns breweries.
He owns Papa John's. First, I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that.
Oh, okay. That was the sideline thing. Right. I was referring to the one where he's actually at the podium.
Right.
He says it that one, too.
Oh, okay, whatever.
A lot of people are saying that was like an FU to Roger Goodell when he said that. Because he didn't really say that
night,
he was retired.
I got a couple of priorities in order. I want to go kiss my wife, kiss my kids. I want to go celebrate with my family and teammates. And I'm going to drink a lot of beer tonight, Jim. Budweiser, Von Miller's buying. And those are my priorities at this point.
He's straight up Budweiser. Yes.
I just honestly think he just likes Budweiser. I mean, that's all I can think of, right?
He's a good old Southern boy.
I'm going to get some Budweiser, some Totina's pizza rolls, Hot Pockets.
And get me a buy one, get one at a 5 toppings at Papa John's.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a lot of Frank's Red Hot on that shit. I love it.
I'm going to sit down in front of my TV. I got half a season of The Colony backed up on my DVR. I'm just going to kick back, relax.
My DVR, my TiVo. Yeah,
it's great.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
House of Cards coming to Netflix. Gonna
buy my wife some Secret. Strong enough for a man.
Plugs for shit he's not even sponsored.
I feel like
bounds for a woman.
I feel like that was how people prepare Oscar speeches in hopes that they win the Oscar. There's a missed opportunity for the quarterback of the winning Super Bowl team to just list off all the stupid shit he's going to do to celebrate after winning.
Gotta go take a dump.
Go, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Got to take a dump and hold it until it's halftime. Gonna go do that. Gonna pinch a loaf out. Gonna eat some Papa John's pizza.
Try to hit on Tracy Wolfson. That little mole on her face, I kind of like it.
Gonna rejuvenize my electrolytes with some Gatorade G2 Prime.
Gonna contemplate getting a forehead reduction surgery.
Thinking about taking my Chevy Tahoe and just driving off into the sunset.
I always thought Bosley was nice. I think they might be able to help me with my hairline.
And all these places are like, we didn't pay him. What is he doing?
Hey, I think if I am going to retire, I'm gonna wear me some Wrangler jeans, real comfortable jeans.
U shape. It doesn't cut into you like the V shape ones.
We're gonna go to McDonald's. You know, just hang
brand
out.
New mozzarella sticks.
They're gonna be delicious.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Taco Bell got the new quesadilla wrapped in tacos. Gonna try some of them.
Have you ever had one of them Red Lobster biscuits? Those things are awesome, man.
Cheddar Bay biscuits, my word.
I plan on going to Key West and going to a Margaritaville and a Senor Frogs.
So, did you know in the Florida Keys there's a place called Kokomo?
I just got this
that's where I want to go.
I just got this awesome desk from IKEA. I mean, dude, you have to see the state of this place. They have meatballs. You see the meatballs?
I'm going to buy myself a Snuggie that says MVP in the back, and I'm going to wear it while I walk around in my comfy Crocs.
I got a shake weight that has my name on it when I get back home.
And then also, I'm gonna refinance my mortgage on LendingTree because I'm gonna just wear my shorts next to a fuzzy Muppet that, you know, he was down on his luck because he could not get into the children's television workshop.
Oh, and good. I'm gonna go laugh in my brother's face for about 30 to 40 minutes
because he looks a little more retarded than me.
I'm going to work on my cadence by watching some more Eastbound and Down because that's how this dialogue sounds right now.
Oh, God. So that's anyway, a no.
So, yeah,
so that's a no on retirement, I guess, Peyton?
I don't know. I'm going to have to drink about 50 more Budweisers before I get to any kind of conclusion.
Give me some of that grape drink, that Purple Monkey Baby. That's not racist or not, you know?
Purple Monkey Baby.
Wasn't that commercial a little weird?
What was that? Puppy Monkey Baby? Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Dude, come on. It was grape drink. It was racist. It was implied. Yeah. They were trying to spark something.
I'm surprised there's no like fucking Tumblr backlash to that. What are they saying? Monkey babies?
Well, I mean, anytime I've ever done any of those like AMP or what is that? What was it? It was
Mountain Dew. I might just chill tonight.
Kickstart.
Okay, here we go.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
So weird.
Puppy monkey baby. 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 Puppy monkey baby.
Mountain Dew Kickstart. Dew, juice, caffeine.
I want to see the monkey part rip off his genitals and maul his face.
So, by the way, they paid $5 million for that ad.
15 million views.
I guess the whole concept is that everybody loves puppy monkeys and babies. Oh, there you go. Three awesome things at once. That's what it is.
Did a stoner from BuzzFeed like bench come up?
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Of course they did. They were like, dude, this is brilliant, man.
Yeah, and now I have a new ringtone, so this is great.
What about Steven Tyler Skittles?
I didn't like that.
They rejected their original pitch, which was Pussy Whiskey Pizza.
Oh,
no, that just sounds delicious.
Pussy Whiskey Pizza. Pussy Whiskey. I like that. Pizza. I like that. Ew, the animal would look weird.
Consonants back to back. I don't know if it's puppy, monkey, baby. It's you can actually separate those three.
You know, I watched that the first time during the Super Bowl. I didn't laugh once. I was like dumbfounded by how weird it was.
Yeah.
And watching it the second time, now knowing what it was, I was cracking up.
Baby.
This is definitely you have to watch.
Well, remember last Super Bowl was like when they had it was a turn down for what commercial where they had the ant or the deer coming through the wall that was already mounted and they all just started dancing.
Yep.
Yeah. The Mountain Dew. Hey, look, they're grabbing your attention. So
it was so weird. Of course,
that diarrhea commercial with the stomach.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember any of the commercials.
Yeah,
the
commercials stunk. The halftime show stunk.
No, it didn't. I liked the halftime show.
No, you didn't.
The commercials were good for the football or the movie commercials that they had. They had the Marvel. They had the Deadpool. They had the Superman.
Those are fine. I'm talking about like the ones that are supposed to be like the creative ones that you talk about the next day. They had none of that except for that one with the Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Didn't they have one with like a death in it or something for insurance?
I don't remember.
I think that might have been last year. There was a whole thing about death last year.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, yeah, that's right. That everybody's all up in arms because it was like the saddest commercial ever.
Oh,
yeah.
They had another. They had a spouse abuse one in this one again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that the one text too. Message thing.
Yeah. Remember one year
you didn't actually like the halftime show?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Coldplay played three songs, and then they had two other acts who've already done the halftime show come back up for an encore.
You're not going to play one song. You're not even going to stay for Clocks?
Ooh. What about Missy Elliott debuting her new track in a commercial with fucking Dan Stupid Marino?
That was so like and that commercial just felt dirty. It was like, oh, they're only doing this to promote something. Oh, it sucks.
Joel, you're bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
That was ago, baby. We just got
that
home.
Was a while ago.
We just got home.
Oh, you look so cute. Like his kitten dress. It's adorable.
It's not adorable.
It's pretty adorable.
So Joel, look at you. Joel, you're wearing kitten. I called you Royce.
I actually kind of like that.
I kind of like that.
Of course you do.
Sorry to throw back.
Anyways, no, dude, you didn't like the halftime show.
Yes, I did.
What's wrong?
No, you didn't. You hate it.
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you like it?
It was boring. And they, like I said, they didn't have any confidence in Coldplay doing the full set like they have with other bands before. They had to bring in two acts who've already done it to do a long rendition of Uptown Funk. I mean, let's be honest. That was stupid.
I think halftime shows have been ruined since the Aerosmith Britney Spears mashup year.
What about Lady Gaga promoting Hunger Games?
Well, dude, I thought she killed it on the
She did really anthem. Good.
She did very good.
Did you hear what Metallica did?
What did they do?
So they there was like a fan petition before the Super Bowl shit was announced, being like, "Hey, it's Super Bowl 50. It's in San Francisco. Get Metallica to play the halftime show." And it got like a fuckload of signatures. And of course the NFL goes, I think football fans would like Coldplay better. So they went with Coldplay, and Metallica heard about it though. So they did a concert the night before in San Francisco and then streamed it for free online.
Okay. I did hear about that.
That doesn't sound like
Metallica. I didn't know what it was for.
They did it.
You're right.
Lars has made amends for his past.
Fuck Lars, man. He's dead to me. The second that he started speaking, that's when I could give two shits about.
Listen,
fucking
nobody Metallica. Likes the Danish accent. I hear you.
Fucking Napster, man.
That's it. When he
has,
talking.
He has the Danish thing plus the surfer voice, which is always obnoxious.
Yeah.
Woo! This is terrible.
Tell me when you started hating it, though.
What was weird about it was the fact that it was a outdoor arena on the West Coast, so the sun was still out.
Yeah,
so they weren't able to do any kind of like a light show, which is weird.
I agree with you there.
This is awkward.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this is weird that the sun's out.
Because the year before, I mean, say what you want about Katy Perry, I hate her, but she had that crazy ass thing going on with the stage. Remember,
like, yeah, the right shark,
and it was like not that. It was before that, when the whole stage like was 3D and was like slanting left or right. I thought that was creative. This was just weird.
I thought this was good. I thought it was.
It was good up until Beyonce and Bruno Mars came out. It was like, oh, you have no confidence that these guys can hold it themselves.
I gotta be honest, Bruno Mars' house band was on point.
I like this new Coldplay song.
I like this song too, yeah. Oh, they were playing this at the parade, actually.
I will actually say, although I did love Coldplay's performance and I love this song, he couldn't really hold the tunes. He was a little out of breath.
Well, not only could.
He's outside and running around.
I mean, I would be excited, too.
They refuse the lip sync, because usually that's what they do.
Well, good. I'd rather that. I'd rather them be a little off tune and actually sing than fucking lip sync.
Yeah.
Another thing that really turns me off is the paid mosh pit. paid actors jump up and down all crazy. It's like, dude, you're not, none of it's genuine. And we all know it's not, unless you're stupid.
No, I don't think it's that they're paid. I think they want to be on TV.
No, they are. There's not an uggo in the bunch.
Good call.
They all got $87 to be there for the day.
Yeah. So you're there at every rehearsal, jump in at the exact same time, and then they were like, pick out the ones who weren't enthusiastic enough. Yeah, it's all fake.
Yep.
See, here you go, Bruno Mars.
I hate that.
Look at the filming of that. That center frame looks, I mean, they look like they're on a green screen. It's so well filmed. The colors are amazing. I was blown away by the cinematography of this.
When they keep going, it's no different than any other year they've done, though.
No, nothing has looked as beautiful as this.
No.
I mean, Bruno Mars.
They did some cool stuff here.
This is, I mean, that's gorgeous. I don't care if you
bass and drum, man. Oh my god,
I like this halftime show. I really did. I know maybe I might be against the norm, I know, but I liked it.
I mean, I thought it was weird that they brought out a lot of stars and they were mashing up and doing old stuff that they had done before, but I was so blown away by how beautiful it was filmed, I didn't care.
Like when they're on the actual football field with Beyonce, with when they shot them from the back.
I thought it was stupid.
And when they went up on stage, it turned into like an East Coast, West Coast rap battle.
Like when Bruno Mars did it just himself, he murdered it. It was probably one of the best halftime shows I've ever seen, was when it was just Bruno Mars. He didn't need to bring up all his other nonsense.
Yeah, but look at Beyonce.
What Beyonce did by herself, I thought that was good too. Let the artists by themselves do it. You don't have to, you know, have three songs, one band, and then bring up people who you know do well or who have done well in the past. It was an insult to Coldplay, I think. Even though I don't really like him, I don't really care, but it just felt weird. Yeah, this is dumb.
No, I hear you. Yeah, like it's like, hey, Coldplay, you get to play the halftime show. Oh, we're going to have a bunch of backup plans, though.
Yeah.
I kind of wish Beyonce
just in case you guys
have no confidence that you actually would hold anyone's attention. So we're going to give you exactly 7 minutes and then everything else, we got it.
Well, here's the thing. I did find it weird that normally when they have a bunch of different guests, they're all playing together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think my favorite halftime show was Prince.
Yes. Was Prince with Chili Peppers, or was Chili Peppers last year?
No, Prince was the one.
Was Katy Perry.
Prince was awesome. Prince was the one that it was raining and it was actually raining and he was playing Purple Rain. It was actually really cool. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Was last year when Katy Perry had Left Shark, or was that the Oscars?
Yes,
Left Shark. Yeah,
Left Shark.
I miss Left Shark.
Up until that point, though, everything else was like, you know, at least visually spectacular. And then Left Shark just took over the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. This is when they're fighting each other now, right? Like, beat
down. Yeah, this is when they're West Coast,
West Coast. At this point, half of the Super Bowl halftime show isn't Coldplay.
I know. They're like, what
half of it is two people who have already done it. Like,
but how are they filming? Do they have a film crew going in between those two ladies? Like, the filming is
amazing.
They
had eight different film crews, Marie. Yeah. That's how they do it.
All black people.
That was very weird and racial to just say.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Black Lives Matter.
Why would you just say that, though?
I'm just stating the obvious. Everyone thought it.
I was thinking about the artist part. Like, why would you have to turn it racial? You're weird.
Coldplay's here.
You see him in the background.
They're right there. Look where they are.
And actually, this part became a meme where Coldplay's like, just trying to fit in, guys. He's not even standing up. He's ducking. He's like too shy to be in between both of those guys.
But doesn't Coldplay get a pass because they're British? So they're not really white. They're just European.
No, he's
okay,
not.
Coldplay, we're gonna let you play the Super Bowl, but you have to be shorter than Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, you have to crouch the entire time.
And then I'm gonna end
he probably
it.
Had to crouch because his head would have gotten cut off. From the framing. They're probably like, dude, you're too tall, get down.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of low angle shots. It really is because of Bruno, because he's so short.
Oh, he's tiny. I don't know. I didn't like it. I thought it was unnecessary to add that many extra. I thought like last year with Katy Perry bringing Lenny Kravitz out for no reason. It's like, no, How about you just let the guys do it? Just if you're going to hire a band to do it, let them. Bruno Mars did it all himself. So did Bruce Springsteen. So did Paul.
Are you sure? I thought someone always comes out with everybody every other, doesn't
not,
it?
Not necessarily. There's a couple of guys, a couple of acts who've, it was just them the entire act.
Yeah, I always thought the past couple ones have always been a mashup.
Yeah, they always have little guest appearances, but this was straight on like, all right, half Coldplay's done. Now your turn.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Yeah, that was.
Listen, guys, I think it's kind of the Zach finds out he's a Native American of I Super Bowl.
Thank you. If Doc's right.
Start talking about. I was driving home one to put my fist into Kelsey's face because of you guys.
Because of us?
Saved by the Bell. I hate it. I'm not around to stop you from talking about Saved by the Bell. I wasn't even like watching the video, but I knew like Marie was just sitting back like this, just like rolling her eyes while you went on your Saved by the Bell rant.
I was not sitting back. I was messaging Sherry about plans for the wedding.
Exactly. Because you lost interest in the show entirely because these three idiots were talking about
it. She was just so excited to be my bridesmaid. Yeah, they could have been talking about the most interesting thing in the world, and I'm going to be like, Sherry's way weird. I'm going to talk to Sherry. Sorry.
We talk wedding spreadsheets so often.
Dutch, are you hooked on those caffeine pills again?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, wait, it's not pulled up.
I have the board too.
It's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Doing good. Doing good. Oh, echo.
Oh, no.
Oh,
safe space.
I don't know what happened.
What happened?
But I know everyone's all mad at Beyonce because people are saying that the backup dancers are Black Panthers or.
I'm sorry I ruined your Carolina Panther party.
Oh, that fucking Photoshop.
And then what was up with that cop that called out Beyonce? I guess she was asking for like a police escort or some shit.
I'm so excited!
There we go.
I'm too late now. I'm so excited!
Oh my God.
I've never heard that.
You heard that?
Yeah, it was just caffeine pills and she was losing her mind.
She was addicted to caffeine pills.
I love it.
Lady Gaga fucking murdered.
She was very good.
She was beautiful.
She's so good in American Horror Story, too.
Man, oh, yeah, that seems awesome. I haven't seen it yet.
Yep.
Now, I mean, enough with Tony Bennett. We get it. But other than that, like, I kind of like the fact that she's not showing up, but like, you know, in a meat dress or an egg or whatever it is that she normally wears. So
Lady Gaga Academy. Is a national treasure and you will respect her as such.
Yes.
I like the fact that it was a piano on stage. It was great.
She crushed this. And I even giggled only a little bit that everyone was saying that she was going to the Hunger Games after this.
Right? I saw that everywhere.
Like, okay, that was a good joke. I get it. She was very glittery.
Not enough, if you ask me.
She has a great fucking voice, man.
Yeah, she does.
Molly Matlin over here with her.
Yeah, everyone says I don't see her at all.
Is that really her?
Yeah, that's really her.
Yeah, Molly Matlin was the one doing the signing.
Yeah.
Her titties were.
She got some big deaf tits. What?
Her tits don't have ears.
No. No, look, let's go back to Molly Matlin.
Something else gets augmented on your body.
Oh, is that how it works?
You got tits.
I don't know.
Is it like Daredevil?
I guess.
Hey, let's hear her hit the high note.
No, Russ is looking for deaf tits.
I'm looking for deaf tits, guys.
he backed it up.
I hope so.
Sometimes I just wonder, I'm like, why do they have to translate it? Doesn't everybody know the words by now?
Deaf tits.
Not deaf, you're not really paying attention.
Deaf tits.
Man, those deaf tits are so big they can't hear a goddamn thing.
There we go.
I got chills.
so did Chelsea.
It gives me literal chills. I think Lady Gaga can hit the... I think she can hit the pitch, like the exact tone and frequency that makes women's nipples hard.
Like, no, but it kind of made my eyes water. Like, that was beautiful. That's because I'm cold.
Her nipples are hard. That's unrelated nipple hardness.
Unrelated. My nipples are hard. I'm just, my eyes are watering because she's just so wonderful. And also, it's cold.
I see Sherry's.
It's not because you're eating an onion.
She was like the first person to do like the up and down, adding in extra notes to this, to the national anthem, that I wasn't annoyed that she was doing it.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. That is, it's a fine line you have to, because yeah, Whitney Houston, subtle. Obviously everybody points to her as the best national anthem of all time.
Mine was Roseanne Barr.
Yeah. No.
God, I hope she dies.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. She did do the she did the national anthem at a baseball fucking game.
Yeah, and she did it bad on purpose, as she thought it would be funny, and just everybody booed her.
Yeah, because no one finds her funny.
But yeah. No, Marie, you're right in the fact that she did that, you know, hitting different notes within the note kind of thing, and it wasn't annoying.
No.
Yeah, she did very good.
She did it very well. It wasn't too much longer, like you weren't just holding a note for an extra 2 minutes just to prove,
just to show that you can do it, like Mariah Carey.
Right. It was just enough to make it hers, and it was awesome.
She murdered it. I loved
Mariah Carey thing I saw. She was struggling to hit those notes. She was on some like TV show or some shit.
Yeah, her. I heard she's like lost basically all of her range at this point.
There's actually a video of her when it's just like her audio from like, I guess.
Oh, right. Like no. Yeah.
Yeah. We
played that.
We totally played.
Moss says Dutch is drunk with power like Screech when he became a hall monitor. I agree.
Enough.
In that picture that Marie showed at the Super Bowl party, it looked like he was wearing a hall monitor sash.
Mm-hmm. We were? It's true.
Are you the hall monitor? Do I need a pass to go to the bathroom?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wearing like a side satchel bag that was full of beer. So
I called it, Royce. Obviously. Did I not call it?
Dude, for going to a fucking parade, of course.
He called.
Who's a parade without beer?
John did call. Oh my God, I fucking called.
What's a parade without a beer satchel?
What picture?
Huh?
It's my bag.
Oh no, you can't. You're not allowed to wear like bulky backpacks for terroristic reasons.
Terroristic.
Yes, because pride.
Because terrorists.
Did you get to see Paris, all the players?
Bro. Huh?
Did you get to see all the players go by?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have tons of video. I might post a couple later because there was two buses of cheerleaders, and I didn't say kind things about them. While they were.
You were not nice to the cheerleaders? What were you saying?
Nice to the cheerleaders.
I feel like I'm not the only one that felt what, like at the end of the Super Bowl, like the owners and that weird space alien of like a blonde bitch, like they felt the need to give a speech and like, oh, it's all of us. We did it. It's like, no, the players did it.
Oh, well, no, that was Pat Bowlen's wife. Pat Bowlen's the owner, and he couldn't make it because he's like dying. So she had
to be looks like
there.
She's that's- dying, too.
She had to be there to accept. No, she's a trophy wife compared to how old this guy is.
She looks like she stared at the Ark of the Covenant.
She looks like a fucking piranha plant.
Yeah.
It's not good.
We saw woman at the parade with her hair. We're like, oh, it's Pat Bowlen's wife hair.
It looked like a wig. Yeah. I was like, Joel, look. Is that blah, 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 Bowlen, whatever her name is?
Blah, 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 Bowlen.
Was the parade sponsored by Papa John's Pizza?
No.
Were they
giving
out? But
my hospital is.
Hey-o.
I talk to Peyton Manning every day on hold.
What?
Yeah, when I call lab.
UC Health is a conglomerate of medical hospital.
Medical pizza.
Oh my God, she looks so hideous with those beady eyes.
Hold on. Pizza's medicine now?
Yes, but we have to wrap up, guys.
Aw.
It is that time.
That garlic sauce is medicine.
With a condom.
Oh, hey. Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I asked Royce to be a groomsman at my wedding. And he said yes.
Oh, snap.
He said yes.
Doc Wheelie, why are you better?
I'm better because I have a different show on Saturday.
Yes.
Called Rorschach and Doc. We come on noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Wow.
Well played.
That was very good use. That's very good use of the
Sherry,
word.
Why are you better?
I would like to say, Marie, why are we better?
We're going to be better because I'm going to be Sherry's bridesmaid. Woo! Woo! Yeah.
You're more than one person now?
Yep.
Johnny Cakes?
I'm better than you because I saw Deadpool on Thursday before anybody else.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Are you serious?
How is it?
Oh, dude, it I'm like jelly you now.
Fucking awesome.
It's good, right?
You are so
fuck,
better.
That's all, I can't wait to see Deadpool.
I'm so jelly.
Yeah, I think John wins.
I'm going to see it.
Why are you not better than Kate?
Yeah, I know. I'm better than everyone except John because my wedding with Mitch and Sherry is coming along greatly.
Nice wedding.
Royce Lopez presents.
Yeah, Royce. Nah, you know what? You know what? Come on, guys. Listen.
And I'm better than you because I'm wearing a bridesmaid Speedo while I DJ.
Ooh, I like that. I'm ready for that.
Oop, nailed it. So.
All right, guys.
Listen, everybody. Hippo Juice tomorrow, 7 to 9. Yep. I will be here.
Yep. All right, guys.